Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. It's who I got.
About the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. The next chapter was created to help women recover from the loss of a special someone, their husband. Widows have no specific identity. You may be young, old, poor, or wealthy, with or without children. Your loss could have been expected or suddenly. While there are many diverse situations, the common link, it is the marital relationship that was created regardless of the years. The emotional distress can be overwhelming. When someone has shared secret with, made love with, laughed with, been angry with, and a host of other scenarios passes, that person is missed. No one can fill that emptiness. Who understands? Who can I talk to? Who can help me with all of these details? How can I cope? These challenges give birth to the next chapter. It is time to turn to the next chapter in your life. We are here to help you do just that. God is the giver of life, and he also is the one who takes it. With spiritual insight and spiritual experience of our facilitators, feel assured that you will not be alone. The next chapter shows you love through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. I hope that you've had a great week. Our title tonight and what our topic will be, the does God's word feel at home in your life? Let me repeat that question. Does God's word feel at home in your life? The scripture is Colossians chapter 3, the 16th verse. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. I'm going to tell a story about someone that, about a pastor at a church. Many years ago, he had to speak to a particular church, and the pastor was informed that the church could not help him with hotel expenses. It was a small church, you know, where there's not a lot of extra money. Staying that week was, he stayed that week with a family from his church. When he arrived at the family home, the host met him at the front door, showed him his bedroom, and pointed out the bathroom and kitchen. Then the entire family ignored him for the rest of the week. Would you believe that? The entire family ignored him. If you were asked, and if he asked a family member a question, they pretended not to hear him. When it was time for him to eat, they informed him that it was his responsible to feed him and that they were not responsible to feed him, that he could just take care of that himself, and they were not going to nurse him. Wow, how cold can that be? Words cannot describe, this pastor talking. He said words could not describe how uncomfortable it was in that home. Everyone in that family did not pay any attention to him. They seemed like they wished that he wasn't there. When that week concluded, he was so happy to move out of there, that miserable, predictable predicament. He pleaded that he would never let himself be put in that kind of circumstances again. How about you? Have you ever stayed as a guest in a home where people made you feel very unwelcome and unwanted? Well, that would have been the longest week I would have ever spent anywhere if they treated me in that way. I can't believe that there are people out there that would do something like that. And he goes on saying that he remembered that when this happened, he was studying Colossians 3:16, where it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." The chilly reception that he received at that home caused him to look at his own heart and ask, "What kind of reception have I given the word of God in my life?" Yes, he asked himself that because how cruel these people were to him. And here are some other questions that he brought up as well, and this is something for you and for me to think about as well. Have I given God the kind of reception it deserves, or have I ignored it and given it the cold shoulder? Does God's word feel at home in my life? Does it feel unwanted? Have I rolled out the red carpet and given God's word a grand reception, making it clear that I love the word, and I am privileged to have it indwelling in my heart. Think about those questions. How do you receive people in your home? Do you make them feel welcome? Or do you make them feel like these people made this pastor felt when he stayed there for a week? I just can't imagine how one could do that, but there are people out there that will make you feel that way. In Colossians 3:16, Paul tells us that the word of Christ shall dwell in us richly. I've decided to go. He also went further into the Greek testimony and studied the word dwell so he could determine what kind of reception that he would be given God's word in his life. When Paul tells us to let the word of Christ dwell in us, he is beseeching us to give God's word such a grand welcoming reception that is literally feels at home in us, and therefore comes to take up permanent residency. What this is saying is God's word should dwell within you, and it should not be a sometime thing. You should not treat anyone differently when they come into your home. You should treat them very warmly, and God's word would automatically make you, if God's word dwell in you, it will automatically make you welcome anyone in your home with love. Does the word have this kind of place in your life? Does it really dwell in you richly? Does it feel at home and comfortable in your life? Or is the word of God treated like a stranger that is occasionally welcomed into your life as a visitor? Be honest. Just think about it. And really, the next time someone comes into your home or even staying in your home, it could be a relative, it could be a friend, how do you treat that person? If God showed up right now, just like Jesus, when he went different places to speak, there were many times he went to different people's homes. And many times he was unannounced, and these people did not know that Jesus was coming. But they treated him well. Mary and Martha had a little situation where Martha was pretty much upset about Mary taking the time and sitting and listening to Jesus while she had to do all of the work. But Jesus made it very clear to Martha that Mary was doing exactly what she should have done. So pretty much, how do you react when someone comes into your home? And if Jesus came knocking on my door right now, yes, I would be very, very surprised. But I would try to be warm. I would try to give him the red carpet. I would want to see what I could do to make him comfortable. Yes, I would be like a Martha instead of a Mary, because I would be concerned about making sure that everything was right in the house for Jesus. I also wanted to make sure the house was clean so he could feel welcome. And if there were food that he needed to eat something. So pretty much I would be doing some of the things that Martha did, even though Mary Mary was doing what Jesus thought that needed to be done, to sit and listen to him instead of being so busy trying to do everything else and making everything just perfectly right in the house for him. But I must say, I would have probably been that Martha person, been the Martha instead of Mary. There's some other questions I want to ask as well. What not makes today the day that the Word of God comes to take up permanent residence in your life? And it goes on to say, throw the door open, roll out the red carpet, and welcome the Word of God as the new permanent resident in your heart. Yes, we must read His Word, study His Word, and let it resident, make a resident in our heart. So when there's certain situations that happen, people that are around us, we can pretty much quote the right things, scripture, and also encourage them, different chapters and things to read to encourage them. So, yes, we need to set up residence in our hearts, like it says. And there are some other questions that during the week I want you to think about as well. Is God's word a priority in your life or just a sideline issue? How can you better give God's word a grand welcoming reception in your life? What steps can you take to make God's word feel so at home in your life that it takes a permanent residence? When someone comes, walks into your home, can they feel the sense of warmth, love, and welcome when they enter your home? Well, a few weeks ago, I had to take a class at my church, and I had to take a spiritual gift assessment, determining all of my spiritual gifts, and one of them was hospitality. I've always enjoyed people being in my home, and I love making them feel comfortable and making sure that they have something to drink or eat, whatever. But I love entertaining. So that was definitely one of my spiritual gifts, hospitality. And I try my very best to make them welcome whenever they come into my home. How about you? Think about those questions I just asked you. Think about that this week and see how do you treat someone when they come into your home. And also, do you take the time to make sure that you take a perfect personal resonance of God's word within your heart? And that is the message for tonight that I wanted to talk about. Does God's word feel at home in your life? And last week I mentioned that I will be reading an affirmative prayer every week for a while. Because this is something that we all should want to believe in. And the name of this affirmative prayer is I am fearless and free. I am an overcomer. I am bold and fearless. My invincible inner power comes not from my ego, but from the power of God within. For God and I are one. All of my accomplishments are the result of a team effort. With God as a partner, no one, no thing can defeat me. As I focus on my spiritual nature, I let go of living small. I release ashes and pain, fear and failing. I am more than a physical being. I am a spiritual being, invincible, fearless, strong, and free. Through the power of God within, I can reach any goal and meet any challenge. I am surmount, which means I can rise above or overcome any obstacle on the way to my good. God is with me and within me, and I am invincible. In the scripture that goes with this, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's Philippians 4:13. When I read that several weeks ago, I just loved it. And also, God is a healer. He's a way maker. He's a provider. He's a father to the fatherless. He's a husband to a widow. He's Jehovah Jireh, Prince of Peace. We just must trust and believe in his power, that he has the ability to make changes in our lives. We have to believe that he can accomplish all things. Even though some things might look a little dark, sad, he's still there with us, walking beside us. And there's a saying, God is always with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Also, when God sends you on a mission, He joins you on that journey. He just doesn't leave you alone. He's always there with you. So, just knowing that you are strong, you are fearless, and you are free, and you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. There's a few announcements before the end of the program. We will be having a March meeting on the third Saturday, that's March 15th, from 9 to 11 a.m. That's going to be a planning meeting, and we're going to be doing several planning. We're going to be planning our trip that we're going on this year. We're also going to look at the calendar, and I'm going to have some things that I'm going to put for different months, but also I'll need your suggestion of things that we can do throughout the year. And one of our biggest thing that we're going to work on the testimonies that we have, because we need to go ahead and start writing this book. It's time for us to do so we can also have it ready, and whenever we get new members, we can give them the book and encourage them, because when they see what other widows have gone through and the number of years you have gone through those different things, the journey of grief, it will encourage them and give them the strength to go on. So this is important that we get this book written this year. So we have a lot to do on March 15th for our planning meeting. So I hope that you will be there and help us out in getting all of these things done. And it's amazing how this coming weekend is March 1st. It's so amazing how the time is just going by so quickly. But before you know it, March 15th will be here. So I hope that you will be a part of that meeting and help us. And even if you're in other states, you're always welcome to share your ideas with us, any suggestion. My number is 770 781-981-9118. And I would like to end with a prayer, short prayer, on the topic that we just went over. We ask you, Lord, how can we ever thank you enough for the power of your word? We are so honored that you would place such a gift in our life. Help us to appreciate it, value it, and give it the kind of reception it deserves. We ask you to make your word a top priority in our life, and we want to make your word top priority in our life. We want to feel welcome, wanted, and deeply loved. Starting today, we will open our hearts wider than ever before and ask that your word come to richly dwell inside of us, make a permanent residence. We ask you for all these things. In Jesus' name, be blessed and have a great week. I'm going to click on to James Fortune. Yes, James says that we can grow through it, we can get through it, we can live through it. One of the most important things also is to pray through it. Always be prayerful on whatever you may be going through. So like James says, we can grow, get through it, live through it, and pray through it. Be blessed and have a great week.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day it's smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will. You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just left.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is better that way. Don't let them say
they didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can know.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it
because he knew you could survive it. So.